Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, morning warriors. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the day with a dash of stoicism and a whole lot of hustle. You know that feeling when you wake up feeling like you could take on the world? Like every challenge is just another opportunity for growth? That's what we're aiming for here, those days where confidence radiates off you, making you feel unstoppable. So buckle up, because today we're diving into how to cultivate that unshakable confidence, that inner strength that fuels your actions and shapes your reality. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs left and right. Deadlines loom, unexpected challenges pop up, and sometimes self-doubt whispers its nasty little suggestions. But what if I told you there are simple, powerful rituals you can weave into your morning routine to silence those doubts and build that rock-solid foundation of confidence? Here's the deal. Confidence isn't about being arrogant or putting others down. It's about knowing your worth, embracing your strengths, and approaching life with a calm, focused energy. It's the belief in yourself, even when things get tough, that allows you to navigate challenges with grace and resilience. Now, let's break it down into five key takeaways that will supercharge your confidence game. First up, take ownership of your thoughts. You know how powerful your mind is, right? It's a constant stream of chatter, analyzing, judging, and sometimes, bringing you down. So, make a conscious effort to catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control. When you find yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, "Is there evidence to support this?" Often, the answer is a big fat no. Replace those limiting beliefs with positive affirmations like, "I am capable," "I have what it takes," or "I choose to focus on my strengths." Second, practice gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what you're thankful for shifts your whole perspective? Take a few minutes each morning to list three things, big or small, that you appreciate. It could be a warm cup of coffee, the sunshine streaming through your window, or the support of a loved one. This simple act rewires your brain to focus on the good, boosting your mood and overall sense of well-being. Third, set clear intentions. Before you jump into the day's chaos, take a moment to define your goals. What do you want to achieve? What kind of energy do you want to bring to your interactions? Having clear intentions acts as your compass, guiding your actions and keeping you focused on what truly matters. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It has a profound impact on your mental state too. Even a short walk, some stretching, or a few minutes of yoga can do wonders for boosting confidence and reducing stress. When you feel good physically, you naturally feel more confident and capable. And lastly, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments throughout the day. Did you conquer that challenging task? Nailed that presentation? Remember to pat yourself on the back. These little victories build momentum and reinforce your belief in yourself. So, let's say you have a big meeting coming up. You know this is your chance to really shine, but butterflies are fluttering in your stomach. You could dwell on what could go wrong, or you could use those five key takeaways we just talked about. Take ownership of your thoughts, replace those fears with positive affirmations like, "I am prepared," and "I have valuable insights to share." Practice gratitude for the opportunity to present and for your hard work in preparing. Set a clear intention, focus on delivering a confident, impactful presentation. Get your blood flowing with a quick walk or some stretches. And finally, remember that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got this. Celebrate every step of the way, from practicing your opening remarks to delivering your final point. Remember, confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about constantly learning, growing, and showing up as your best self. Take those five key takeaways and weave them into your morning routine. Share this episode with someone who needs a confidence boost. You might just inspire them to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose. And hey, don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what rituals you're implementing and how they're making you feel. See you tomorrow for another dose of Strong Starts. Keep crushing it, champions.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.